Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Newsflash, you can lose weight like a celebrity without being a celebrity. New Glucotrim from GNC delivers serious results with a proven formula, and you don't need a crazy expensive prescription. So get on that celebrity weight loss level with New Glucotrim. Get it at GNC.
Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
BetOnline.ag is your number one source for all your basketball info, stats, news, and scores. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest player reports for this year's pro basketball play.
BetOnline is always your sports information headquarters this season, as we have you covered for all your sports wagering needs, basketball, MLB, NHL hockey, and right to UFC and box. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, including live betting options and your favorite casino card games you can play right from your home.
Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Be sure to use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit.
Bet online, where the game starts.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad.
And my name is Evan, and I'm a dumb dad.
Cheers, dummy.
Cheers, dummy. And you know what? Happy slightly... Well, more than slightly belated Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. We probably didn't do that on the podcast when we should have.
We did.
Okay. Here's a
dumb dad moment right out the gate.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I'm still feeling it. It's 2 days post Mother's Day. I'm still feeling the love for the moms out there. I'm still feeling love for the moms out there. Yes, sometimes we record a little bit before you hear this. I apologize. You know what? We got stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
You just said today, I was like, did you see the funny video I sent you? And you're like, no, I was folding laundry.
Yeah.
I'm not.
It's, you know, every day it's a day.
Yeah. I don't wait with bated breath on a video from you, Evan. I have family work to do.
So fun. So how you been? How was your week?
Good. Yeah. Good. Had a fantastic Mother's Day.
Great.
Just celebrating mom.
Mm-hmm.
Moms, my mom.
Did FaceTime with the mom?
Did FaceTime with the mom, and which was great. Good to see her. Mm-hmm. And a little jelly because she was my brother and sister who still live up near them. Or once in a while when it's like a big celebratory thing, and it's like, let's FaceTime the parents, and then it's like my brother and sister are there, and it's like, man, I sometimes feel bad about not being there.
Well,
but we can't fly.
Slightly
all the time,
more expensive, you know? For you to go
slightly
than your
more
brother.
Expensive than the drive, yeah. But sure, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I like to be there with family on a
family occasion.
Sure. But anyway, good to talk to her, and had a fun time Mother's Day. We went to Universal Studios.
Yeah, it's classic
Hollywood,
Mother's Day destination.
Of all places, yeah. I was like, I'm thinking of like. What's funny is like now, you know, again, we're like in the social media space, right? And you see all these videos, which I love, of moms that are like, here's what I want for Mother's Day. Okay. Are you listening? Uh-huh. And it's all this stuff. But a lot of the times it's like, I don't want anybody to talk to me. I want to be at home by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Or I want to go to like a spa day. A lot of them are like, I want to be by myself.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to talk to me.
100%.
Which is great if that's what you want.
Yeah.
But in preparation of that, I was like, okay, so I'm going to think of some options of things we can do on Mother's Day.
Sure.
One of them is that.
Yeah.
But I thought...
One of them is exactly the opposite direction, as hard as possible.
Yeah.
Pedal to the floor.
Well, in truth, what I was thinking was, that's an option.
Uh-huh.
But in order to give her what she wants on Mother's Day, as far as the experience she wants, I should come up with like levels of... Right. It's not like, uh-huh. Last thing I want to do is just assume what you want to do,
mm-hmm.
because it's not up to me. Right.
Yeah.
So it was like, you can be at home by yourself. We can send you to a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
You can be by yourself. We can go on a picnic. We can go, and it was kind of like level two, level three. And then level five, which I thought she was not going to go for, but might as well throw it out there.
Throw it out there.
We could go to Universal Studios. We have our season's pass. We could go there and maybe, mm-hmm. She's big Harry Potter. She's a big Harry Potter kid, Kev. You know, she loves the HP. Mm-hmm. We can go to Harry Potter'sville. And even if it's like,
I think it's literally the Wizarding World. It's got its own name. It's not Harry Potter'sville.
Harry Potter's town. And we could go there, and it's like, and you know what? We could go there, visit there only, and come home. It could be like a 2-hour adventure. We don't have to do the whole, mm-hmm. a whole day thing. Unbeknownst to me, she was like, that actually sounds kind of fun. And yeah. they just put the Super Mario World in there,
yep.
which the kiddos have really wanted to go to, and she's pretty interested in it. So she's like, I think I'd like to do that. Go hit up both of those and then go. I was hoping and sort of assuming, like, I think I have and listen, Kev, I got a rare diamond on my hands. She's a lovely lady.
Just four half sentences
diamond
in a row.
In the rough is what she is. Diamond in the needle in the haystack.
I'm excited for you to finish a sentence.
Yeah. She's the love of my life and a rare breed. And I didn't think she was going to say that. And I also thought, like, no one else is going to say that, too. There's going to be nobody there. Moms are not going to be like, let's go to Universal Studios.
Whoops.
Yeah, I was wrong. Well, there was a lot of people there.
Yep. Yeah.
I just didn't. I thought maybe.
So did they.
Yeah.
So.
That's what I've learned about LA.
Did they?
Is like, there's traffic every day. And every day you drive around, you think like, nobody has jobs. Like, where is everyone going all the time? How do you have the day? Where are you going? But there's just that many people here.
You're not as much of a diamond as you think you are.
No. But my wife is. I am not. I am one of the pieces of hay.
I'm just saying.
I'm a piece of hay. And
you're like, what are all these people doing? You're one of the people doing the thing that's annoying you.
I'm the hay in the haystack.
Traffic. It's just one of those. We're just the heroes of our own story. And we don't understand this part of the story. This is just filler.
Yeah.
Get these people out of here.
Seems like a lot of it's filler. A lot of us, the stuff that we do is filler.
Yeah.
But we're happy to do it.
Happy to do it.
So yeah, it was a great Mother's Day. Had a fantastic time with the wife and the kiddos. Went out to dinner that night. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't dare try to cook.
Don't cook.
And have her watch the kids on Mother's Day while I take way too long.
Yeah. Because you want it to be really nice.
Yeah.
You want to put a lot of effort into it. Oh, you know what? This time I'm going to don't slowly braise anything. Get out of there.
Just rip it until it's 165 in the middle.
Unless it's microwavable, you order out.
Right. That's part of
my... She might be
a
Hot Pocket gal.
She's not a Hot Pocket girl. I will say this. That's part of my dumb dad... process moment. In the kitchen. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just infinitely.
Okay.
I always try my best like I'm cooking for the judges in the kitchen, which would ultimately be my Achilles heel and probably downfall in a cooking competition, which would be like, everybody had 60 minutes. Why did you get a third of the way there? And I was like, I was trying to just trying my hardest.
Yeah. And
so I always take like
a
little bit too
long. I was carving the butter into a fun swan.
Yeah.
But you were melting in the pan. I don't know why I did it.
What was I was having a conversation with it, asking if it was okay
if it looked like a swan as it melted, though, it would kind of look like it was on the water. Anyway, yeah.
The most beautiful platter of butter I've ever seen, but your steak is still in the packaging. Yeah. That's part of one of the things I take too long in the kitchen because I'm so focused on getting it all nailed that... I take a little bit too long.
I mean, to a degree, don't we all, though? Like, we all try really hard, and then...
I don't know.
But then you still screw up. I'm not saying you don't bat it out of the park every time. You mm-hmm. you do it a lot. You're a competent cook. I just mean, like today. This was an easy one. We had... It's not my dumb dad moment, but it's just like... my life.
An error that is unforeseen, and why did it have to happen? Yeah. Why?
My daughter had gymnastics today. Get home from gymnastics. Like, she gets home at 6. That's when we all walk in the door. So it's like immediately like...
Do you guys all go? The whole family goes?
No, my wife works. But yes, me and my son and my daughter.
Apologies. I'm sorry. You're just
one of us has to follow what you want via the highway. She's not in your way. She's working. She has what you would call a job, even though jobs are complicated and there's different shifts and some are from open.
I appreciate the analogy, but she works from home, so I don't really know where she's driving. But
she's driving for a better life.
It's the drive
away from me.
It's the drive within her, away from Kevin.
But I went to gymnastics, and I bring my son every time.
Yeah,
and it's kind of funny because he falls asleep in the car almost every time. But this time we had
how far is the drive?
Half hour.
Yeah. At 5:00 p.m.
We leave at 4:00, so it's 4:30 to 5:30, and then 5:30 to 6:00 to get home.
So from 4 to 4:30, he's like, I can't take it. I can't do this anymore.
He's out. He's out.
Strapping me to a chair with nothing to do.
Yeah.
See ya.
So normally that's great, and I just you let my daughter go into the gymnastics. I watch her go in, and then it's all fine. And then I get in the car, and then I just kind of park and I either do nothing or get some work done. Either way, it's a win-win.
Do nothing.
But today I was
nice,
like,
right?
Today I was like, oh, I'm gonna go to there's a grocery store down the street. We got some stuff done. Anyway, we walk in the door at 6:00. I was like, guys, it's time to eat. They sit down. I take out like leftover pizza that we had. Uh-huh. By the way, best way to reheat pizza. Everybody's got these like methods now, but the air fryer. It's the answer. Just throw it in there for a couple minutes. I threw it in there for like 12.
Oh.
It whoopsies. Was.
So pizza chips for dinner. We got pizza chips for dinner.
I mean, they were jet black. It was so frustrating because that pizza has been in my way for a few days now. That box, because like we left it in the box, we didn't put it in Tupperware, we didn't care, and
then you think, how do we gotta get rid of this pizza? I know, I'll incinerate it.
I was like, this pizza's dead. I'm gonna cremate it.
Yeah, and then we'll have a ceremonial burial over the weeds
I'd
in the back.
Spread the ashes, but I'm pretty sure it cracked the concrete the second I dropped it.
Needless to say, we have a pepperoni plant out back now. Mm-hmm. That's the
somehow,
seedlings.
Somehow
are
that's alive, but I can't keep a garden alive.
Just to put a little bit
but
of
that was
olive
to go.
Oil.
That was to go with your. That was to go with your cooking in the kitchen. It was just like one of those. Like I was gonna multitask in there. Yeah. So let me do the pizza, and then I'm gonna I don't know, clean their lunch boxes or make coffee for the next day. Like I was doing stuff because we like to have cold brew, and then I was,
time is not on your side.
I was outside taking out the trash and recycling, and then
I saw the smoke pouring out of the kitchen window.
I saw something else to do, so I started doing that. And then
it's so bad. I do the same thing, and I catch myself doing it after the third distractive thing that I do.
Yeah,
after I got 65% of the way through the first two things I was doing. And then it's like, dude, I'm in the middle of like, let's say folding laundry or something. Uh-huh. And then I'm like, I'm going to go get something to drink, like a water or something. So I'm on the way to the kitchen, then you see something, you're like, oh, I'll pick that up really quick. Mm-hmm. And then you forget that you wanted water. And so you're like, man, why did I, but then you finish in the kitchen, you're like, why did I come to the kitchen? Ah, I'll just go back to doing laundry. And then on the way back to laundry, you see something else.
Yeah.
And then you start doing that. And they're like, oh, I'm thirsty. I'm going to go get a water. It's like, it just like 2.5 hours later, you're not done with the laundry. And then you're a third of the way through 4 other things.
The thing I need to solve, and I know a lot of people are guilty of this, the thing I need to solve before I start getting older and get dementia is when I put something down.
I like how dark podcast is. Almost as dark as your pizza.
It's going to happen. We'll get there. We'll get to pizza level.
Yeah. I mean, it's only, what are we, 10 minutes in?
Yeah. the amount of times that I have put something down and like heard one of the characters from Inside Out yell like, no!
From your control panel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know that's a bad place to leave it. Like you hear them yell in your brain, don't do this.
And you
don't
do this.
And I do it every time.
I do it every time. I think like, I'm making a weird decision right now to put my car keys here right now because I don't want them in my pocket, which is another stupid thing to think, but I do it anyway. I'm just like, yeah. I just don't want these in my pocket right now, but I'm so far away from the key hook. I'll just put them here so that when I know when it's time to go pick up the kids from school, I'll remember, oh yeah, I'm right. I put them on like the bookshelf underneath that stack of receipts.
Yeah.
You moron.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Every time.
I've gotten better about the wallet. My wife got me, I think it was for Christmas, a jewelry box. Because I just started collecting some jewelry for myself, and
okay,
there's a big part that like the easily you toss a wallet in.
It's too big of a statement you just made there.
What?
What like a jewelry box? Like
necklaces and rings and
okay,
cufflinks and then tie clips, and it's just all.
But
fits
what
in
is
there.
The? I don't even. I've never like. What does it look like? What is it? Is it like
it's a mahogany wood box with a clear glass top?
Okay,
and,
I've seen
and
that.
You lift it, and it's and you. Put all your stuff in there.
Okay, I appreciate that. I mean
I don't wear it much, but when I do,
the first thing I thought it was like you open the top and then a baseball player is like spinning and it like plays take me out to a ball game.
No, it's Spider-Man. And I go ding 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 ding.
But he's on the lid.
Ding ding.
He's on the lid upside down.
Ding. Yep. It broke.
Where are you at, Marvel?
Broken immediately. It's not spinning.
That would be rad. Okay, so you put your wallet in there
as
well. You try to put your wallet in there.
So, yeah, I've been good about that. It's in my room, and I got to go out of my way to do it, but it's like, just do it.
Just do it.
Every time. Now that I have a designated spot for it, it's worse, because when I don't do it, I go, it's gone forever. I don't know. I was mugged.
It could be literally
anywhere. I was mugged.
I mugged myself somehow.
Yeah.
How do we do that? Why?
Oh, it's brutal. We went to the Americana. First, we went to... my parents stayed with at our house.
So you had a double Mother's Day.
Yeah. Mom and dad stayed with us.
Uh-huh.
And so we had them over the night before, and then we all had dinner together. And then the next morning, my brother had to work, so we all went there. This is pretty much a dumb dad moment. it is.
So what you're telling me is like it sounds like a lot of pressure was stacked against you. You got two moms in the house. You're supposed to go to your brother's restaurant.
Yeah. I mean, we kept it very chill because it was a big pack of group of people we had.
Yeah.
So we kept it easy, but it was funny.
From 4 to 44.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had...
just trying to earn points.
We'll just leave
Kevin's
it there.
I'm just trying to earn points to Kevin's mile.
The math doesn't make sense. But so, you know, we're not going to do breakfast in bed. Do you still do breakfast in bed, by the way? I think we've done it like twice. And then
like, is the plan to like go deliver breakfast to my wife? No.
Have you ever done it?
Yes.
Okay.
Certainly before children. I don't know. It's like... maybe it's such a what is it, like a trope or something that's the idea, right? Oh, what a luxurious thing. But it's like, don't put a tray of food in front of me when I've been up for 10 minutes. Like, I would have probably assumed that's how I feel. That's how I'm assuming my wife is feeling.
I disagree. Can I, like, if it was a plate of bacon.
That's an elite example you're talking about. You know, you have to throw that answer out.
But here's the thing.
That's so ridiculous.
But my wife has the same reaction I kind of have, which is just... and then the couple years that we did it, it's a fun thing to do with the kids, which she doesn't get to be a part of. So already there, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, I'm going to let you make pancakes and we're going to make a mess and it's going to be whatever. And there's going to be annoying moments, cute moments. And then you're going to deliver food and she's going to take like one bite and go, I'm not eating this here.
Yeah.
She's going to eat the strawberry. Uh-huh. She's not cutting into the pancakes or scrambled eggs, whatever you made.
Yeah.
And she's like, can I get out of here? Because there's a 3-year-old that wants to jump on my lap.
Yeah.
And there's
and you've syrup. Now put like a tall, like skinny champagne glass on here.
Exactly.
I mean, it feels like the modern day take on breakfast in bed is, especially on Mother's Day, would be like a to-go coffee so it stays warm, sneak in the room and put it next to my bed, but don't fucking wake me up.
So we did do the coffee. That's what we did. We made the coffee and go give this to mom.
That's risky. Go give this to mom. Don't say her name and don't jump on her.
I'll listen for a shatter. I'll be right behind you.
Glass?
Yeah. All of it, yeah.
Glass pitcher.
Glass tray. It was all glass.
Glass creamer.
Yeah. And it was funny. So the kids went in and they had made a bunch of stuff at school for mom. So they gave that to her. And then it was one of those things that didn't think of till the morning of. But I was like, oh, I had with my son, he's big into puzzles. And
yeah,
I do puzzles with him a lot. He does puzzles with my wife a lot. And it's a fun thing. So I pulled him aside like, I don't know, a week or two ago, probably 2 weeks ago, because I wanted to make sure it happened. And I like ordered a family picture puzzle. And I had him like help me pick one. Which one are we going to pick? And then he picked a puzzle, and then it was delivered. And then I just grabbed it and threw it up top in our bedroom where I put everything. That's the hiding spot. I'm 6'3". None of you else of you are.
No one in this house will ever know this is here. Hopefully, but I'll put my wallet next to it so I don't forget.
I gotta stop putting bananas up there. I'll tell you that. That's when I had the groceries. Guys eating too many bananas.
Why are you hiding bananas?
You're eating too many bananas. Okay? I got to make them last. Okay? 2 bananas a day. I know I've dabbled in plumbing, but come on, guys. So then the morning of, I wake
up. Oh, my God.
So the morning of, my wife and I, we wake up. The kids wake up. You know, we have to drive around. I would get the coffee, bring it to her. Mm-hmm. You know, because we're up. I don't remember what time we got up at, but it was early.
I'll tell you,
6:30, something like that.
What's funny is that we were up early too, because my wife's like, we're gonna get there. Also, my wife's like, we're gonna get there when the park opens. How about that? It's 8:00.
Yeah.
8:00 park opens. Like, we're gonna get there. I was like, okay. You don't even want to sleep in on your no.
When
I want to get to the park.
You can't sleep in. That's not no, when you have kids as young as ours. There's no sleeping in on Mother's Day or Father's Day because
no, it's true. I mean,
the guilt hits you, like the internal clock hits you. There's too many factors going against your hearing. How annoying the kids are being for some reason. They're being difficult out there. I mean, that's another trope that people do. You see on Mother's Day, it's like the laying down, hearing the shattering, and like waiting for them to bring me breakfast in bed. That's like, but it's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so they get up and get her coffee. And then I'm like, I could easily go in there and grab her present and put it in like the bag that I should have done days ago. But I didn't. And all of the gift bags are in the room that my mom is still sleeping in. So I just kind of like gave
her coffee,
like a Shutterfly box. I was like, here you go. Not a great start.
That was a little bit, I'll sneak in here with my dumb dad. It actually kind of feels like this episode is riddled with small dumb dad moments all over the place, which I actually appreciate.
That's what it is. Micro idiocracies.
But I kind of was like, hey, babe, what was my dumb dad moment this week? I really want a good one. She's like, shopping for my Mother's Day present on Saturday?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's correct.
That's correct. I was at a birthday party with your wife.
Yeah.
And happy to hang out with your wife. Love your wife.
Yeah.
But you always, because stay-at-home dad, drop off your daughter and pick up your daughter from preschool.
Yeah,
this was a birthday party for someone from preschool.
Yeah,
so such a strange choice, you wouldn't be there.
That was actually her choice.
Oh, great.
It wasn't like a plan, like, listen, I can't be there because of some secret reason for tomorrow only that you have to go. That we decided that like well before.
Oh, okay. But you weren't there on as well.
I was not there as well.
That's what there's that.
I will say this, I did like I got her this I ordered a couple things beforehand. I ordered one thing like a week and a half before, waited on it, and then ordered, I always like to order flowers. Sometimes it's like, I know some people are like, please don't order me flowers, whatever. Like,
yeah.
I kind of like always really want to order flowers. It's kind of like a staple thing that I really want to do. So I ordered flowers to be delivered on Mother's Day. And then I was like,
is she the one saying, please don't order flowers?
No.
We would have a conversation.
No, I know. No, she always says like, you know, you don't have to do that, but
okay, so she's,
I always really want to.
Kind of asking.
It's not so direct. But like a couple of days leading up to that, I was like, so I got her this kind of like, it was like a shirt to wear, like this supports, oh man, I don't want to get this wrong, like Alliance of Moms charity. And so it was like, so gift by mothers for mothers kind of thing, which I knew she'd love. But it was still just kind of like a little bit of a donation, and then you get this beautiful shirt to wear, which I ordered for her.
Yeah.
But I still felt like, I don't know, I don't want to only give her that. And then the kids had made stuff in school for her, so it was like a nice little pile of stuff we were making, and then they were making her like extra cards throughout the week.
Yeah, same.
And then, you know, and then I was like, well, I know something I've been wanting to get her for a while, so I can go get her that, and then maybe I'll just go to her favorite store. And then that was like on Monday, and then it's like before I know it, it's Friday night because I think in my head I'll have time this week to go out somewhere and like make sure I get some. And then like before I know it, incorrect. It's like, man, I didn't like say, now this part of this is on me too. Two weeks before, I didn't say, hey, on this day, I need it. I need to ask for it off. But you know what I mean? Like I didn't like make sure that this early day I'm going to go do this thing. So then it works out to where it's like, I guess I have to go Saturday. I kind of know the places I'm going to go, and I'm going to go find something I think that she'll really like from her favorite store, but it's still like, but I put a lot of pressure on myself by going the day before.
Yeah.
It's true. It's a lot of pressure. It's never intentional, but it's like, that's part of the thing I think like, man, she's so much better at that kind of stuff than I am like thinking 2 months from now, this thing is happening. So 2 weeks from now, let's make a decision about it. And I do a lot of that in my head, but that doesn't really help. If I end up not finding something she likes, or then I'm like, then I'm desperate. You know?
When you say shopping the day before is not intentional, that's just the fact for everyone.
That's true.
There is a handful of garbage people that are like, I'll get something the day before, like 2 months out. But 90% of you.
And let me be clear, that is not my intention. 90% of you
need to change your shirt.
Yeah. Let me be clear. That is not my intention. But
no, I know it's not.
I feel bad when it works out.
We've all done it.
Yeah.
We've all done it.
Still, she had a great Mother's Day. She loved what I picked out. Didn't fit her the way it was supposed to, but she.
Did you try it on?
I did try it on, and I was like, this looks terrible on me, but I think it'll look beautiful on her.
Yeah. It's amazing. The other one was the other micro dumb dad moment. I have all of them.
I like the micro dumb dad moments. It's like a check-in during the day going, hey, we just made two errors in a row. We're down three. We got three innings left. let's tighten it up a little bit.
So my wife, at Annie LaFerrier, give her a follow. She's very funny.
Hilarious lady.
Great content. Made a video, a TikTok and a reel. And it was like, what do you want for Mother's Day?
Yeah.
And
she jumped on the trend for the moms out there going like, hey, guess what?
She did a spin on it.
Let me spell it out for you.
She did a spin on it. And me being somebody who has made content that is exaggerated for comedic effect, you know.
I think that's probably fair. We like to push the envelope in terms the joke is more important than
the videos I do of like my daughter being horrendous to me, which I haven't done in like a year or so. People are like, how are you doing with that? And I'm like,
I can't even make videos about it anymore.
We're good. She kind of just ignores me. She doesn't say those horrible things. It feels like it, but none of that's happened.
So now it's worse because now I don't even get the attention.
It's worse. I'd rather you say vile things to me. So she made a video and then again with the day that we had, we went to breakfast at my brother's restaurant, and then we went to the Americana just because it was nearby. It was something to do. That was a great idea. That was fun. It has like in the middle of it is like a park, an artificial park with like water fountains, and they have ice cream, so we get the kids ice cream. They get to run around.
For those of you who don't live in a sunny area, it's what's called an outdoor mall.
Yeah.
Incredible concept. You're outside and then you go into stores.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
It's kind of a strip mall that you would put into a circle.
Yeah, but except there's no like dentist's office and then laundry.
My only complaint.
And a lawyer. My only complaint. I had a lot of stuff to do that day.
Divorce, $3.99.
All right. Next to Nordstrom and... Yeah.
So we went there, that was fun, and then we went back to my place, like all of the family minus my brother, went back to our place, and we kind of hung out for a while. And then after around when my parents were leaving, my wife was like,
"Well, how, don't bury the lead too much. What did she? What did she say she wanted in the video?"
Well, I'll get to it. I am going to bury the lead because she was like, "What else do you have planned today?"
Oh, and, oh God! Well, what time is it? What time is it?
Like 2 or 3. And
what else do you have planned?
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, I talk about instant sweats.
I didn't because yes, I would love to have planned more. But when you're hosting your parents and you have your nephews and you don't know
when you got your mom,
your mother,
but also the mother of your children,
you're going to keep it loose because you're just like, it depends, like who's hanging out, and then okay, then we'll
what's the vibe? What do you want to? What are you? Are we hungry? Are we not?
She
hungry?
Was basically asking. Because I made a video saying something about couch sushi, which my wife and I do love. We did we talked about it in the presser.
Couch sushi is a probably for both of us a good date night like staple.
Yeah,
like if you don't know what to do,
I've never said couch sushi before that video, and it feels like a great term.
Yeah, it is a great term because you know what? I didn't realize how much of a staple it is for my wife and I until you said that phrase, and I was like, oh yeah, we do that.
Yeah. Couch sushi is great.
Throw on a show that you're not caught up on.
And then just lean as far over to that coffee table as you can.
Yeah. I love it.
So I was like, I was thinking couch sushi and wine. And she was like, do you want to watch my reel? And I was like, oh no.
And you hadn't seen it yet?
No, I had seen it. I just didn't. She was just kind of implying, like, do you need to watch it again?
Oh, right. Did you not take notes? It's like 35
seconds
long.
That's what I mean. It was one of those ones where I was like, is this an... I just brushed it off as exaggeration. No. She wanted queso and margaritas, which was very clearly stated in the video.
I think she said it twice.
And then...
she wanted queso and margaritas for Mother's Day.
Here's the thing. I will say this one... thing, this one caveat.
What an order. I
that
love it.
Is going to sound a little bit like gaslighting / revisionist
Kevin,
history.
Real careful, Kevin.
The last time I was at the grocery store before all of this, because I was shopping for like snacks and stuff for family visiting and whatever.
Sure. Let's
make sure we got this and whatever. I passed by, and it was like one of those things, like subliminally, did I know in the back of my mind? I'm not going to pretend I did know. I'm not taking that fake credit, but in the back of my mind, did I know? Because I remember I passed by lime juice and I stopped and I went, do we have enough stuff for margaritas? And I was like, yes, we do. We have tequila. We have agave lime. Yeah, we're good. Yeah, I remember. And I didn't buy any because we did have enough. So I feel like in the back of my mind, my brain was like, hey, buddy, don't put your keys there.
I don't know when and where or why, but margaritas are around the corner and I feel it.
Exactly. Because like we don't have margaritas much in my house. So the fact that my brain was like, you got stuff like margaritas? And I was like, yeah, brain. God, you're so stupid. And they're like, oh, yeah, where'd you put your wallet?
Yeah. You stopped to figure out if you had stuff for margaritas and like you had like bread and milk on the list. And carrots. Like, do we have enough stuff for margaritas?
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder. Let me do a mental checklist right now. It has nothing to do with what you're there for.
It's how you do it.
I thought that reel was hilarious that she was like, listen, I want margaritas and queso. That's a funny thing to specify.
I had seen the video. You know how I had known to prove I'd seen the video is she says in it, don't ask me anything. Don't ask me if I even want another coffee. Just bring the coffee. And at some point during the day, I just brought her coffee.
You just brought her a coffee.
Didn't say anything. Didn't wait for a thank you. Just put it down and just left the room.
We talked earlier about not doing breakfast in bed, but I think the move might have been like 8:15 in the morning.
Margaritas in bed.
Margaritas and queso on a tray. Here you go.
Delivered by my son.
Yeah. Your daughter following him, shaking.
Yeah.
The margarita.
There'd be chips
he's
left.
He's like salting the ring.
She'd just get a bowl of cheese and a spilled margarita sloshing on a tray
with a kid that has like queso on his shirt and a chip trail leading out the door in case she forgets how to leave the
room. Hot.
I don't like the red parts. Oh my gosh, it's fantastic. Yeah, a lot of little dumb dad moments.
A lot of little dumb dad moments.
Pretty good.
In a pivot to just everyday life news.
Yeah, I got a couple of updates. Let's get there.
I'm PTA president again.
You're PTA.
I mean,
you're PTA president for another year.
There wasn't a single vote for anyone else. I ran unopposed, but
hard to lose when no one runs against you. Pour yourself some more whiskey, yeah. Kevin. It's going to be a long year for you.
Coffee.
Tea? Oh, it's pour yourself some more coffee because we're filming in the morning, and that's when it's appropriate to talk about this kind of stuff. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I feel like I laid out a pretty solid case to not get reelected.
Which was silence. And then...
I think I just kind of told the principal, like, we all know I didn't do a good job this year.
And she's like, yes, but you were there.
Yeah.
You did somewhat of a job and you were there.
I know. I was talking to somebody else about this. I think it was my sister-in-law because she is going to be at... Her child's going to be at the school next year. Mm-hmm. And I was telling her all this about how I was like, I was just hesitant to be present only because I don't want to let the school down. It's not like... It's a lot of work. It's a ton of work. And
we've talked about it before. We're both people pleasers. Yeah. You don't want to let people down. It sucks.
Well, so you don't want to let the kids down. Like every event you don't do is an event for the kids that doesn't happen. So it's like a lot of pressure to be PTA president. The previous year that I did it, I was more of just a fundraising chair. Don't worry. I still let people down. But it was more hands-on of like doing things that was really fun to do. So I told my sister-in-law all this. She was just kind of like, so should I not join the PTA? And I was like, no, 100% you should join it. Especially with like, I don't know how everyone else's schools are. I know different states have different rules, but in California, our school in particular is not locked down. What's the word? It's not open to the parents unless there's like a specific event. You can't just like walk on campus, which is what they used to be able to do. Like parents used to come onto campus and get the kids from the classroom and leave. And
days. Unfortunately shifting until major changes happen.
That's what I mean. It's probably in the long haul. So like this is kind of a way for me to not cheat the system. It's part of the system. So I'm happy to do all these events and go for the Easter egg hunts and then the holiday shows and then the fall festivals and do all those things because I get to be on campus with the kids. I just don't want to... It's like, I want to get paid. I don't want to get work for it. You know what I mean? You know when you go to a job and you're like, what if you just give me a paycheck? And
or an office. Or like a name tag. I'm something.
Don't give me an office. Then they'll be expected to perform.
And then it'll be the Dumb Dad podcast and I'm talking to your wall.
Yeah. So, no. I'm being much more... transparent with the rest of the PTA about just like, hey, like unless we get more people, it's going to be another year. Like we had a good year. We had really great events, really exciting at my kids' school.
Sure.
That people are really excited about. But I was just transparent of like, if I'm left in charge of planning everything, or if I'm left in charge of planning, I don't know, 3/4 of the thing, we're going to do not a lot of things.
Yeah. I mean,
it's tricky because most PTAs are bigger. So what I've learned in these 2 years, which is they shouldn't be learning years. They should be doing
as president
years.
Of the PTA.
Yeah, exactly.
You should have interned for 2 years.
You should have like chairs for everything. You should have a yearbook chair. You should have a Scholastic Book Fair chair. Yeah. You should have a like,
because that way
we don't have that many people.
Right. Which is only the parents, really, to be. You need more volunteers. You need parents to volunteer to do this. I mean, because that's what it is, ultimately, right?
And it's tricky. You depend on your school, how many people don't want to versus how many people can't
volunteer.
So but it's like, I don't judge because I don't know the answer to that.
I understand what you're saying. However, in the example you're giving, the more volunteers you have so that you have like a specific job, it's like, hey, your one thing will come up in spring. And then you're in charge of that for a month and a half, and then you'd have to do anything. But when you have a minimal staff, you're in charge of all of it, and everyone's wearing multiple hats, becomes really overwhelming, and then stuff slips through the cracks, and then things don't happen, and blah, 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 which is a lot of the pressure you felt over this last year.
So that's the goal right now, is to get those ducks in a row, to talk to the parents before the school year ends, the parents that are coming back next year, to be like, guys, guys.
Come on. What are we doing here? Yeah.
What are we doing here?
What am I doing here? I didn't even...
You showed up and whoops.
I'm sorry. I was actually just wondering where the office was.
I just... I'm curious where my presidential library will be. You know what I mean?
Oh, near a toilet. I'll say that. It's going to be three books or less.
It's an outhouse. It's an outhouse next to one of those like...
It's a magazine
outdoor libraries.
In an outhouse.
Yeah, in an outhouse. You have to go in. Lift the toilet paper.
Let's move on to dumb children moments. I'm ready.
Okay.
You ready for it? I'm just going to say it out loud.
Yeah.
My son threw away another retainer in the garbage.
Wait.
There it is.
How many times?
So we paid a lot of money for a retainer.
Uh-huh.
And then he threw that away.
Uh-huh.
And then we got him a new one.
Uh-huh.
And then he was at school, and then he threw that away.
Okay. So two thrown away.
Three total made.
Three total made.
Three total made retainers. Yeah. He, and again, bless my wife, did everything. She's like, I made a list of things you need to keep track of all day long. Mm-hmm. I taped them to the inside of your backpack.
Uh-huh.
She bought him like this little bag that like, this is where all your retainer and mouth exercise stuff goes in throughout the day. He had a retainer case. Uh-huh. It's like you put the case in your pocket.
Uh-huh.
And we reiterated numerous times, if your retainer's not in your mouth, where does it go? In the case. That's right. It only needs to be two places.
You kind of said that like it was supposed to rhyme.
I know, but maybe that's our...
Where's it supposed to go in the case? That's not fun.
Well, there's a writer's strike. We had to just go with what?
If it's not in your face, it's in the case. I'm just saying.
Actually, in total truth, I think I said that once. And then my wife might have rolled her eyes. But
rhymes work.
But yeah, threw it away again. Second time. Just at lunchtime, talking to his friends, takes it out of his mouth, just sets it on the tray with the rest of his lunch, and then just goes and dumps it in the trash. And let me tell you, it's a weird space to be in because he's eight. And so we sometimes feel like we're shoveling on too much responsibility.
Yeah.
Thinking he can handle it. Whether or not he can, we're not sure, you know.
Sure.
Sometimes he does stuff like this where you think like maybe that's a little bit too much.
Yeah.
But it's also something he needs.
Sure.
So we gotta kinda keep supporting the idea that you gotta get a retainer and wear it and then keep track of it.
Correct.
But man, my wife and I were pretty mad.
Sure.
Pretty mad. And hard not to like now, like neither one of us like exploded on him or whatever. He definitely felt the emotion of it. My wife is like out at an appointment or something, I don't remember, when he realized it and I wasn't home. And like he was having an after school snack or something, and then he like stood up in this panic and he goes, oh no, oh man, because we already told him the last time.
Right.
If you throw your retainer away again, like this, we're like, you need to pay us like $40 out of the money.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, okay. And then we were like, you need to work it off to try to do something to like show him the importance of something like this. Now,
because
he's not going to understand like the total weight of what's happening, how important this thing is. Like, honestly, he's eight. Like, what does he care? He doesn't like wearing it.
Correct.
He forgets all the time because he's eight.
Yeah.
And we're like, this costs as much as an iPad. Like, don't lose this thing. So he throws it away a second time and it's like, all right, well now you got to pay for the whole thing. So any birthday money you have now is now ours, and you don't have enough, so you're going to work off the rest of it. And now, and we added, and no devices for 2 weeks.
Wow, right.
And he was like, we went in and told him, we're like, now you have to pay this off. Like, I don't know how, because like, I don't know how to do anything other than, I'm not interested in buying this over and over and over again.
Sure.
When specifically your mother has done a good job of like making it almost impossible to do what you just did.
There's one factor. He's eight.
He's eight. I know, but like,
yeah.
But if we treat it like it's not a big deal.
No,
I know that's not, I know that's not what you're saying.
No.
But if we treat it like it's not a big deal, it's like, how many times can we go in and pay for this thing? Like, they're not cheap.
No.
To go in over and over and over again. Like, so it was like, we got to try to find a way to like do something that really affects him. So
yeah,
we're like, okay, we gave him simple tasks throughout the house that he can do at his leisure.
Yeah.
And each of them have like a monetary value. And then we'll just check it off and like mark it off. And until it's, you know, there's not going to be like, can I buy it? Can we buy this for me? I want a toy or something like that.
Yeah.
Like we do once in a while. It's like, there's none of that. And then you have to take your device away for 2 weeks. And we were like, does that seem too long? But when we told him 2 weeks, when we told him 2 weeks, his eyes got pretty wide. Pretty wide. Like he goes, wow, that's a long time. And we were like, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you want to talk about how much money we spent on your mouth, it doesn't seem like that long to me. But what's funny is I will say this. We're like 2/3 of the way through that. We're like 3 days away from like where he can watch his device again or play a video game again. Mm-hmm. And it's in a weird way had this like really healthy response in him. But we also told him like, look, you can't like come to us and say, I'm so bored. I don't know what to do. Like that's also not our responsibility to keep you entertained because you can't watch something right. or play something
yeah.
on a, like a video.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's had this like really great effect on him. Like he gets up in the morning and he'll find something to do. He's either drawing before school or you know, where normally it's like he gets up like we all did as kids, watch your 2 or 3 favorite shows that are on from the moment you wake up until your parents are like, get dressed right now.
Yeah.
Like you find something to watch because you yeah. like it. A cartoon or something. Same thing. They like to watch their devices or something to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's been productive or imaginative or playing with toys he didn't play with for a long time before school. Then when he gets home from school, he plays with his sister way more
uh-huh.
than he normally would. So I don't know. Now I feel like maybe there's another update to this. We'll have to think about like, and not that they were on screen for like hours and hours and hours a day.
No, I understand though. There's,
it's, but like, it's had this like weird positive effect that we think like, man, maybe they're missing out a little bit more than we think they are. Not that I want to say like, yeah, we should just get rid of devices because that's part of our lives now and technology. That's how things work.
And a lot of devices have important things to them that they're, you can learn and,
right.
and it's,
yeah, I mean,
not, we, it's not what it used to be. We're like, it's going to rot your brain.
Yeah. It's not a free for all of what we allow them yeah, to yeah. watch, but still they, you know, they still watch shows and stuff. So I don't know. It's just, it's really interesting, like full scope of like where we've come from
uh-huh.
to now where we're like, couldn't be more pissed off that he threw it away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not at him. It's just like, an overly frustrating situation.
It's so funny because it's nobody's fault. I mean, it's his fault 100%, but
1000%. Yeah, he threw it in the garbage.
But I just like, it's funny. And I don't mean this as judgment because this is awesome because the getting braces in high school, I didn't have them. I just was like, no, this is so much better. I like biting into an apple and looking, and it's kind of like, a shaky hand was trying to draw a circle. I like my mouth the way it is.
It's like dragging an apple against a chain link fence.
Yeah. But I know that it, like having braces and all that stuff in high school is awkward for a lot of people. It's not ideal because yeah. it's a time where like, you know, hormones are going crazy. You like boys, you like girls, like whatever. And
for sure. And then you couldn't be more insecure about yourself.
Couldn't be more insecure about yourself. And then I just remember when you got it was like, it's so crazy. They're just starting it so early. And I didn't think anything about it. I'm not going to pretend I knew. And I was like, that is cool. Wow. That seems young.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I see the drawback now.
Yeah.
Cause you know, do you know who's not going to lose the retainer is, and at night I'm going to get people writing in being like my 14-year-old, but like the 14-year-old who can't wait to get rid of this mouth nightmare
yes.
is going to follow those rules
to a T to an absolute T.
Let's get this out of here.
We tried that angle as well. Like, if you keep doing this and then it takes a week to get a new one, you're setting yourself back
uh-huh.
to how long it's going to take to get your braces off. Like, this, it's, you're making it last longer. Like, do you want to get your braces off? Yes. Okay, well, do you see how the, I mean, like,
yeah.
we tried all these explanations. And again, it's not, you know, I don't expect him to understand the full scope of what's going uh-huh. on, but we try our best to do it. I mean,
yeah, 100%.
I don't know. The only way I can relate to this is in a little bit But I was in fifth grade when I first got glasses.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, that's still 3 years. That's 11 years old.
Okay.
But.
Were you insecure?
100% insecure.
Oh my God, I wanted them.
However, this
is so bad.
However, I mean, I always wanted straight hair. Like, what are we doing here? You always, you know, everybody wants what they can't have.
I don't have straight hair. It's wavy.
Yeah, but you certainly wouldn't want curly hair.
Oh my God, no.
Got you. But I do remember like having a conversation with my mom. Like, these are very expensive. Like, we can't, you know, like it has to be like a priority. But I understood it then. And like, right. I put it the same, here we go back to like the wallet thing. But I literally did, like, if I wasn't wearing them, I put them on my dresser in like my glasses case in one spot.
Right,
because
right.
I felt like I didn't want to be the person responsible for it. But that's 3 years from now, my son's experience.
Different ball game.
So.
It's another third of his life.
Oh, wow, that's insane to think of that, because a third of my life would not be 3 years.
No, it wouldn't. We're old. And we're going to need those glasses again soon.
Yeah.
I think it's a good place to leave it.
I think so.
Give me the update. Let me know how it goes, because if we're 3 days out, I want to hear on the next podcast. How do you reintegrate it? Your kids wake up. I will say this, obviously. Your kids wake up way earlier than my kids.
Mm-hmm.
But we've always been, unless my son wakes up really early and is a wild man, because sometimes he can wake up early and we can get him to do puzzles and stuff. We don't usually do, it's not a judgment, it's just because our kids wake up later. We don't do screen time before school.
Yeah.
Well, but I understand your kids. Well, here's the thing. We have done it with my son. When he wakes up at like 5:30 he gets bored with the stuff he's playing with. Yeah, we give him screens. So I'm not pretending we don't do that, but we try not to, because it's a slippery slope, because my daughter's always been a good sleeper and my son is just one or the, like, back and forth. He's all over the map.
He's either a great sleeper or like, so what are we doing?
We know if we give him the iPad at 5:30 and she wakes up at 7, there's a whole, now we've just created the worst start to the day. I want to watch something. You can't watch something. You got to get ready for school. You have to leave in 45 minutes. Yeah. Well, I want to watch a show. Well, no, because you watch a show, you're going to be slower than you already are. And 45 minutes is not enough time.
It will not be enough time.
It already isn't enough time.
Our kids follow to a T for the most part. Like, they, not to a T, I shouldn't say that, but it sort of has always worked that, you know, they don't sleep till like, on the weekends, they don't like sleep till 8:30. We're waking them up, whatever. Like, it's just never really happened. It's like on the weekdays, they wake up.
I do love
like
that your kids do this, that they get the devices themselves.
Yes, they're self-sufficient in that they can get the devices themselves, which is fine. But I will say this as well. They, and my son sometimes is, we have to remind him, but it's like, we're not coming out of our rooms before 6:30.
Yeah.
That's just, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
And they'll, if he'll wake up at 6:05 sometimes and like, we'll go out and be like, you know, one of us will like stomp out there like a zombie waiting for brains. They go, what are you doing? Like, and he'll be like, he'll kind of feel bad and then go, and then it's like, then he'll sleep till like 7:45, 8:00 on a weekend or something. Cause it's like, no, we're not getting up at 5:50 in the morning.
Today. Yeah.
But he's definitely old enough to go, but if I start watching now, I can watch like more shows.
He's not wrong.
Like, he's not wrong.
I stay up till, like, I do the other side. I stay up till 1.
But then you're going to be cranky and difficult to deal with at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. I'm not interested in that.
I mean, me or him? Like, what are we talking about here?
Sometimes you're difficult to deal with at 1:30. And I'll know that
you stop calling me. That's a great place to leave it. Guys, if you have a dumb mom, dumb dad, dumb parent moment, please let us know. Write into us. dumbdadpod@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram. We're at the dumb dads. At the dumb dads is our handle on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, where you can watch full episodes of this very podcast. Thanks as always to @Verdu on SoundCloud for the music to this podcast, and to my lovely wife Annie for editing this podcast. Evan, do you have a joke?
Yeah, I got a joke. What did the digital clock say to the grandfather clock?
Go ahead.
Look, Grandpa, no hands. Huh. I see these.
And the grandfather clock goes, my bowls are swinging.
Yeah, bang, bang. I see these, like, you've seen so many of these things on TikTok, Instagram. These guys that are like telling dad jokes and like back and forth and like you can't laugh. I mean, have we ever like even had halfway giggled at a joke until then? I don't think so. Dad jokes seem so bad. How are that? Why can't they do it? Is it because it's like the pressure's on? Or do we just not know where good dad jokes are?
I think they're just having fun at it.
All right.
Bye. Bye. Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian, plant queen, and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way. Like, come on, Amber.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen, also a comedian, and I host people at our home. I have a great wine collection in my cellar.
Well, you it's mean not a cellar. The mini fridge.
It's a mini
fridge. It's a mini fridge. New episodes of Fly on the Wallen drop every Wednesday. Listen in as we discuss relationships, books, and keeping our sweet baby kid alive while we make laughs on the internet.
Subscribe to Fly on the Wallen wherever you get your podcasts.